Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, AJ Malik. He comes from a very solid engineering background. He's been a VP, a CEO. He's also been a book author. Today, he is CEO of Studio X, which helps hundreds of mid-sized enterprises harness the power of AI. Today, we'll find out how. AJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So let's start off with, from that introduction, getting into the problem that you're solving today. And I really want to make sure that myself and the listeners truly appreciate what are the pain points and the struggle points that people are dealing with today.
So many pains in different forms, right? And with the economy, tariffs, everything going on these days, I think everybody is going through some pain and uncertainty, right? How their business will unfold and hiring the right people and growing and what's the impact of AI on their business. And people are trying to figure that out. To give you my history, I have been working in the industry for a long time, over 30 years now. I passed out in IIT India, moved here and worked for a lot of big companies like Motorola, Google, HP, Qualcomm, big companies. And then when I was working in Google, I got exposed to a lot of AI. Okay. And that's how I started this. And we have been in Studio X, doing Studio X, and we have been lucky. We got a lot of good customers and we are doing well. And so going back to the question, like what are people struggling with or pain, right? I think the uncertainty and the resources and how the AI will impact them. And I tell you, AI is here. AI is real. It's going to, I think everybody is using it. And when I say everybody, I know that's a very small percentage of people. A lot of people have to still use it, right? But everybody is exploring it and looking into it and how to use AI to do their business better. AI has many benefits in all fronts, operations, creating new products, customer experience.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I think about this whole AI revolution that we're witnessing, we had the rise of, in the summer of 2022, we had the appearance of DALL-E and a few other cool things. Then by the end of that year, we had ChatGPT. And then that's changed everything. And everything's been updating and accelerating so quickly. And a lot of the business leaders that I talk to, one of the fears that they have is they don't want to fall behind. And they realize that everyone's using AI. And they don't know how AI is going to change, as you said, the nature of their business. So let's walk through some examples maybe of situations where, you know, a business owner is either being negatively affected by AI or they think that they could be negatively affected by AI. Do they think they're being displaced by whatever can be produced that they do? What are some of these things that we grapple with that your business Studio X is going to help solve the problems to?
Very nice. There are businesses who are doing some work which is actually replaceable by AI. So those businesses will be definitely negatively impacted by AI. Okay. And if you are, your business is running a call center or your business is doing lead management and making calls, the SDR, right? Or you have a business in which that's a call center sending reminders, people, follow-up, things like that. Those businesses definitely being impacted, okay, as a business completely. They should figure out, like, what's the next big game for them? How to use AI to benefit, not let them just, hey, you are stale and not relevant anymore, okay? And then there are businesses who are actually using AI, adding AI. And what that does is adding AI has multifold benefits, right? It helps the top line as well as the bottom line. So what that means is, and I'm not talking about bottom line as just, hey, employee elimination. Okay. It's not just about that. Or it's about employee activity elimination. Some activities will go away, or it's about employee amplification. They will be able to do more. Okay, that's how I see the AI, and businesses have to do that. Businesses are doing that using the tools, the AI around it. And then the top line, adding new features in their product, new cool features in their product, which never existed before. And it's like this, remember like 1970s, there was a cool feature added in cars, which was cruise control. It's a very cool feature. It lets you drive the car automatically at the speed where you were. That was an AI feature added, and we don't even think of it as an intelligent feature. And it works, and everybody uses it, and it became a cool feature. And now cars have features like, oh, steering control, lane control, and stop right away before collision, and things like that. All these features, new cool features, add value. And this is not just for cars. I'm giving cars example, but software, machines, management, products you are making, software management products, everything has advantage. So businesses, some have to figure out how they do, and some businesses will use it for operation efficiency, and some will use it for top line increase. That's how I see the use of AI.
Yeah, those are really good examples. First of all, I've never thought of that cruise control is an automation. It's an advanced automation that operates your whole entire vehicle, and very similar to AI. And then call centers, really vulnerable. I'd be surprised if they're not wiped out in the next couple of years, unless maybe it's a specialty or something like that.
Not wiped out. They have to change their game.
Okay.
Change their game. Think like this. Change their game. Right now, they're depending upon humans, completely humans.
Yeah.
Service. It has to change. That has.
It has to change. Has to change a lot. And even then, because you could easily imagine a startup that says, I'm sure there's many that exist already. One that says, hey, we're your AI call center. And it's the equivalent of having 100 people sitting in a room answering calls, and you train us on your business processes. Yeah, so it's mind-blowing how many people can get displaced by that kind of thing. And so now when people engage with Studio X, they are knowledgeable, or they know that there's a need for using AI and catching up. Is that what it is? It's business owners who somehow want to... let me take a step back then.
That's a very good question.
But where exactly Studio X fits in this whole equation?
So the business owners approach actually from multiple directions. Still, you have business owners who say, I don't believe in it. I don't think it can. You know what? Here is the thing. When I'm sitting in Silicon Valley, everything is Silicon Valley. World is not. 2 billion people still do not have internet access in the world. Okay? So let's see it like a bigger picture. Yes, the world is not there where we think where it is. Okay, world is still 2025, and we have already seen multiple wars in the world. So it,
yeah.
You would think it's 2025.
Wars are supposed to be done. Where countries still invading each other. Yeah,
the wars, colonialism, fighting for land, those were
things
of the past, right? And seeing them in 2025, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah,
world is quite, sometimes world, parts of world can be closer to the Neanderthal times, okay? And we can't do much about it. However, people do come back and say, oh, I don't believe in AI. I don't think it can cut my costs, period. Or, no, I don't think it can increase efficiency. And some people will say, oh, it all hallucination. They use the word hallucination a lot, right? And then there are people who say, oh, I want to do AI. It is so cool. I've been using it. And, oh, I think we can use it. And then there is a third category of people. We have a mandate. Our VC told us if we don't use AI, then we will not be funded. Or our market has told us, our board or investors have told us we must use AI. People come from various directions for AI. Okay. And when they come in, and people in the first category are the toughest crowd, because they are like, oh, I don't want AI. I don't believe in AI. There's sometimes, you know what, it's, you have to convince them. You have to explain to them. You have to justify to them. And nothing wrong. They are not wrong, actually. You know, but the world has seen a lot of evolutions, a lot of fakes, the WiMAX, People have seen the rise and fall and rise of Bitcoin. People have seen everything. Okay. You're never sure what you are banking on. Is it going to be, is it real? So I don't blame the people from that perspective. I think that's how we are humans. We challenge, right? Disbelief, prove it, right? And then you explain to them that, hey, you know what? Let's talk about hallucination. Okay. So you know what? Creativity gone without any control is hallucination. We all are creative. We all hallucinate. When we fantasize, when we dream, when we are thinking, we want something, we are all hallucinating. I think every project Steve Jobs did was called hallucination. A lot of projects Elon Musk did were called hallucination. Okay. So it is like whatever people think cannot be done is hallucination, right? And sometimes people imagine, mix things and say, I want this and I will create this. When Steve Jobs was saying, I want a computer with only one button, no keyboard, and in the palm of hand, that was a damn hallucination.
Right.
So I think hallucination is, you know what, hallucination is a bad word because, you know what, people immediately associate with drugs, LSD, mushrooms, but it's not about that. Hallucination is the human creativity and creativity going farther and farther, crossing the limits which other people think are unreal. So you explain to them that it's okay and it can be done, right? And it's information. And then the cost cutting, you prove it. You prove it in the ROI. You show that how a person, you triage emails and take action on them, and you have humans doing it, and now AI does it in fraction of time and with more accuracy. Then you realize, oh my God, it does save time. Okay. Even if it, so that is the whole thing. So you prove it to them. Second thing, who are like, I want AI, the people who come for AI, then we discuss actually specific applications, use cases. They come there, hey, what should I do for my business? And that's the ultimate question. What should I do? And that is the question for all the three category of people. What should I do for my business? And this is where Studio X helps. We do support. Our ultimate goal or vision for Studio X is this. We are allowing you to become or have your business become autonomous. Very simple. Not about a point application. We are not saying, say, hey, you can use AI for your email parsing or use AI for this or that. We're saying, you know, what is your goal? Ultimate goal is autonomous so that we can do a lot of things without humans looking at it. And we go from that direction, the big picture, and then we figure out what are the pieces that will help them, what are the pieces that help, what are the pieces that consume a lot of their time, what is the work that is repetitive, what is the work that is boring, what is the work they are finding hard to hire, what is the work that is requires a lot of data, so a lot of room for error, for analysis, overwhelming work. So we say, okay, let's look at that work first. Look at simplest pieces of your equation. And here is a, we work with a company, they make glass. They do glass coating on the glass, okay? And they produce a lot of glass. So you know what? They have humans looking at the glass and looking for any holes inside the glass coating, mistakes in the thing, okay? Big glasses, 6 by 10 glasses, and you are doing it, people doing it, looking, using with the torch lights, fitting it, finding if there is a hole. And that's a lot of work for inspection of quality, right? Or look, as I said, triage of email in HOA or any real estate business, so much email coming, triage or customer support issues coming. So there is work there. And if that work can be done by using some AI techniques, hey, you are saving energy and higher quality and better response. That's the whole idea. So we look for the problems. Yes.
And so the way you engage with your clients, do you start off doing a business diagnosis of where they are? Do you come in and analyze the current state of affairs, or do you interview them? How do you discover that stuff?
So both sides. Because once you have a business, we all kind of know, right, what they do and what could be their challenges. So we actually give them the examples, how the other businesses in their business. So we think of it like seeding like the catalyst, like these are the ideas. They work for you, like whether it's an agent assist application or this is an application for this or that. We give them some ideas what people are doing. We throw some applications in the air that this is what people are doing. This helps them to also see, visualize their own processes. And then depending upon the size of business, If it is a very large business, they do always, we do like a discovery meetings. We analyze, like interview, understand their problems, figure out. And then depending upon the stage, we build a strategy for them. We build a like milestones, and then we pick, hey, let's do these one or two initial projects. Let's do them, think of them as proof of concept. There could be no cost, but so that you feel it, okay, like how it works. And then once they get a good feeling of it, then it's good. And we go with no pressure. They can select us or they can select others. There are so many choices in the world,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's how we go.
Have you worked out a set of templates that are things that work for lots of businesses? Do you, is that, it is sounding like that, like you have a menu of here's 10 different types of things that a lot of businesses find useful and walk them through. This might work for you because you're manufacturing things, and or this one might work for you because you have lots of paperwork or something like that.
100%. That's how we do it. And we target, we go for the verticals and we talk to them. And when we talk to them, we immediately like, hey, we think these are the top 10 applications in your area. So this helps them think, and this helps them to see some initial success also that, okay, using AI works for me. So like, I give you an example. One problem, almost everybody, every company has this problem, small or large, right? But the larger field, the bigger pain, knowledge search. They have documents, information in Confluence, Wiki, SharePoint, documents in the laptops, everywhere. So you have so much information. How do you find it? How do you onboard new people? A new person, employee joins. New employee has no idea how to find information. You can overload with onboarding training. In 1 week, 2 weeks, they did an onboarding training. Even then, they are lost. Okay, and they don't know whom to ask. And if the senior, they are finding it hard to ask questions. They want to look smart. They don't want to ask again and again. Knowledge share bot. Give them the knowledge share. And everybody likes it because you know what? Knowledge is so much in brains and documents here and there. Bringing it all together, it's good for the business also, because now they can see this is sustainability of my business, how my business will survive, right? Things like that. We pick up applications like this or dynamic dashboards. You know what? I want to know this data. I have an idea. Hey, how did our sales on this happen? Or hey, how did we did this? How did we do this? Can I have a graph? It's hard work. Making graphs is not easy when you want them. Everybody has this challenge. So you give them that. So you give them that application. If it's a manufacturing business, they always have some issue for quality inspection, verifying quality. If it's an engineering organization, they want to, hey, how do I create test plans? How do I optimize my test plans? There are fixed applications, as you said, templates. We tell them like, these are the applications that you can do for bottom line, improving your efficiency operations. Or then we give them examples for top line, how they can add cool features to their products. Like we say, hey, like they make these big machines. We say, how about if this machine was voice enabled? You add a small on it and now you can interact with the machine by just talking to it. So it's a complete edge model. They are like, oh, I did not realize that I could do that. Or adding a feature, look at it, right? Like all those, the printers we buy, right? At home printers, oh my God, they have a very tiny screen. And if something goes wrong, it's over. The game is over almost, right? And nobody has time or energy. But just imagine if they had a feature, you could actually, through a QR code, you can talk to your printer and chat with it and, you know, what's wrong with you? And let me, okay, how do I help you? And you can help it. Simplifies. So add some cool features for troubleshooting or enhancement or personalized user experience. People see that, and that's how we go and give examples. And then, you know what? Then businesses, every business has their own vision. Then they say, oh yeah, I want these three, but I also want these. And that's how it works.
Now, do you build out the solutions? Does your team, so your team offers the stuff, or do you come in as a consulting practice and you say, here's what you should do and here's a plan? Or do you pull in teams to say, this team over here will execute this for you? How does it come together in the end for the client?
I must say, you are asking good questions. You have a very good way of asking questions. Good. This is, I think this whole transcript of this interview is amazing. I tell you, I
appreciate it.
So they are, and we have a team, we have a platform, which we call Studio X. We are not just we just all talk. Actually, everything we are talking is based on the platform and deployments we have done. So we have a platform, we have actually Fortune 500 companies using our platform. And we have companies who are actually embedding our platform in their products and reselling it in their brand names. So it's all coming from real. My team has done good work. They have good hard work. Okay. So all it's not a consulting business in that way. However, of course, sometimes customers will have their custom applications and we provide professional services for that. But you know what we also have in our Studio X platform, and which I think is one of the coolest thing, we call it Vibes. It's a no-code platform for no-code framework for adding new AI automation. So you can add cool features on email listening, what you want to do when the email comes, okay? Or what you want when a bot, somebody goes to a bot and asks this question and interact with the machine, call the APIs or use the AI logic, and you can do all that. That is enable people to actually add more AI. Because I personally believe that, you know what, every employee in the company should be able to add AI in whatever workflow they do easily. And AI is not best served when it is the only way to access AI is, oh, go to chatgpt.com or go to claude.ai. AI needs to be part of your workflow, ingrained. Whatever I used to do, it's like this. I open my email box. I see an email. Oh, and you know what? Normally, this is what I do. But what if there was a button on the site and we actually call it Studio X Sidekick? In the Outlook, there was a widget there. I could just click, do this, and it does everything. And that is a workflow defined by you before or your business or something. So I believe that the AI should be so easy to integrate in your workflows. It should not be a separate screen or website where you go to use it. And that's the whole idea. And of course, agentic, where it's running in the background, doing things for you, making the system autonomous. So every time it's not open, you invoke it. That's how I believe.
Nice. Now, who are the best folks to talk to you? Is it founders of small organizations? Is it CEOs of big organizations? Is it in between? Is it just anyone who realizes that they need to advance with AI?
Anybody who believes they don't need AI or anybody who wants to advance with the AI. And we work with the companies, we work with the small, medium businesses, to very large businesses. We have customers with 300,000 employees and we have customers with 50 employees. So we have.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Great stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with AJ Malik. And what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you and started using Studio X?
Oh, very nice. LinkedIn. They can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I am active on LinkedIn. They can send me a message on LinkedIn or they can. I think LinkedIn will be the best way because this way they don't have to track my email or any link for booking. Or if you can give a link to them, my 30minutes.com link for booking, they can book a meeting with me. No cost, no pressure. They can talk to me and, you know, it's a discussion how they can do it. It doesn't mean they have to select us or not.
And Studio X, make sure that people have the website. It's studio-ai.
StudioX-AI.com.
I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. StudioX, all one word, -AI.com. StudioX-AI.com. Everyone check that out and see how you can level up your AI game. AJ, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Very nice. Good questions. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.